guide my feet. Be my friend. Walk with me, Lord. This is a tedious journey we travel. But when we all get to heaven, ooh, what a day of rejoicing that would be. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if you are, but I'm like the saints were when Jesus went away on the cloud. They were standing there.
Gazing up in heaven.
Where'd he go?
Where'd he go?
I want to go.
All right.
I want to go.
Yeah, they want to go with him.
They was waiting for him to come back and take him up.
All right.
That's the way I am.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
Waiting. Yes.
Yeah. Sister Carolyn, when I see things happening in the world today, all the evilness, all the things that we detest, all the things that hurt our hearts so, I smile.
Yes.
Not because of the things that are happening, but because it's a fulfillment,
of
His Word. We know that God is a God that cannot lie.
Yes.
He said that He was going away to prepare for us a place.
Yes.
When He's done, He's going to come back. Can you imagine when you get your own house, your dream house? You're thinking, I'm going to get this dream house. And you hire these carpenters, you get the blueprint, you get everything, you get all the material, you get it all built. And then they say, on this day, you're going to be able to move into your dream house. Can you imagine how you feel moving from this side of the track to your dream house on that side of the track? Moving from your shack to the mansion. Oh. I'm looking forward to that day.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking, I'm anticipating.
Yes.
I'm eagerly awaiting that day. Amen. I love the Lord because He first loved us. We have a guest preacher today, so I'm not going to preach. I feel good, though.
That's all right.
I feel good today. Amen. I feel good.
The offer.
I know. That's why I like this church, because we don't have a protocol. If the offering don't get picked up, it don't get picked up. We still gonna go on.
Amen.
We didn't come here for an offer.
All right.
We came for a blessing.
Okay. Amen.
I don't know about you, but I want to get mine. I want to get my blessing.
Amen.
Okay.
Sister Gloria said, when praises go up,
blessings
go down, up, come down. So I want to praise God.
Praise God.
I want to praise God. Brother William said, what's happening here? If the world only knew,
all right,
they would be running in here. They would be running in here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank the Lord for Brother JJ. Amen. How the Lord is just, I'm looking for him to be back on fire for God like he used to be.
Yeah. He's on his way.
You know, one prophet said it better than I can say. He said it's like fire. Shut up in my bubbles.
Jeremiah.
It's something that you can't.
Just like fire.
You can't get rid of.
Uh-huh.
It's there. It's happening. Amen, amen. I love him. Amen. Come on and get some. Come on and get some. Amen. Just, I love the Lord for this church. Amen. Amen. I do. I love the Lord. We have a good time. Did we have some songs today?
We sung.
Amen.
Super Bowl.
Our guitar player always say, y'all cut us off. Cut us off. We
cut an album.
We went on today.
We could have cut an album.
We went on today. The devil tried to get in there and mess us up a little bit. Yeah. Tried to get us off key.
Yeah. That's all right. Jesus.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. I love the Lord. Brother Ted, before we get going too much, can you help us lift off?
Amen. God bless.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. This was a happy day today.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Oh, happy day.
That's right.
Happy day.
When Jesus was.
I felt it today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
This is good. I wanted to dance.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I wanted to fly.
Each and every one for your generous giving. We just thank you. Like I said, I just can't thank you enough, amen, for what you do for the Lord, amen. It's Eternal will back me up on this. None of this that we collect, this money, is going to our pockets.
Amen.
It's going for the furnace of His gospel.
Yes.
We working on His kingdom.
Amen.
Not our house, His house. Yes. Amen. So I just thank the Lord for each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
That so generously give. Amen. We've been here for how long now?
5 years.
Going on 6 years. Amen. The Lord has blessed us that we've never been late with the rent.
Man.
Our lights haven't been shut off.
Amen.
We have a cooler in the wintertime. In the summertime. We have heat in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Amen. We have a place to come and worship.
Yeah.
Worship like we want to.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We have some of the people across the street want to park in front of our place sometime. But,
yeah.
You know. We got Sister Carol, our bulldog. She go over there.
Oh, man.
She go over there and go straight. Hey, man, she get them straight.
You call me the bulldog.
Doberman pincher.
A miniature pincher. But hey, man, we just thank the Lord for this place, amen. How that the Lord has, you know, and I know it's a desire of my heart, it's a desire of the churches to have a place of our own, a place that we can call our own, a place that we can buy, a place that's set up for us. Amen. We have a lot of things that we want to do for the community. We want a kitchen. Amen. We want a place that we can serve people. We want all of this. So, you know, just keep on praying to the Lord that he will direct us to the right place for those things that we want to do for the community. Amen. And give us a building, whether we build our own or whether we get one that's prefab. That's already there. But we want certain things that we'll be able to help the community a little bit more. Just a little of what we're working on. We're working on having, I don't know if it's going to be an annual or semi-annual fee for the homeless. We're working on getting the senior center over in Clear Lake by Burns Valley. We're working on getting that for our inaugural fee, our first one. So, like I said, I don't know whether it's going to be once a year or twice a year, or if the Lord lays it on our heart, once a month. We don't know yet, but we want to work on this first one first. So we're working on trying to do something to give back to the community. Amen.
Pastor, can I make an announcement? I'd like to.
I love this church because we don't have a set protocol that we have to do this at a certain time. We have to do that. And like it's been said, it gets tiring to get up here every other Sunday and bring a message. So I thank the Lord for laying it on our guest speaker's heart, amen, to come and give you a little bit and give us a little break, huh?
Yeah.
You all right? Amen. So, you know, it's good to study your Bible.
Yes.
It's good to know the word of the Lord. Our Sunday school lesson says something about reverence the Word of God. Amen. Reverence is not a word to be taken lightly. Amen. I was reading about some things that it means, and one of the things that stuck with me, it says it's an honor. It means to honor, mingled with fear and awe, with respect and awe. We have to respect the Word of God. We have to keep it in awe. It is just, we never will understand the whole God is. We will never understand the whole Bible. It's just put together that way. But we have to honor and we have to respect and we have to reverence the Word of God. So with saying that, I want everybody to stand while I present to some and introduce the other. One of our own. Sister Carol Powell. Amen. Would you all receive her by saying amen.
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 God bless you, Sister Powell. We want you to take your time and give us what the Lord gave you.
Amen.
Amen.
You can all sit down. We're just one family.
I got so excited today, I almost forgot what I was going to talk about, so glad I wrote it down. Everyone have fun? Let's all pray right now before I start.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus, let this be your words, not mine, Lord. Anoint me. Let it be your message, God. I surrender to you, Lord. Lord, let someone hear this and be able to get it, to be able to apply it to their lives, God. I praise you, Jesus, just for being able to give the message, but I'm just the messenger. You, God, are in control.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, and I praise you. In Jesus' name,
in Jesus,
you are
Jesus.
Worthy.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen. I had a lot of testimonies, and even, I believe, in my Sunday school message, not my Sunday school message, the God of the... It's not my message, it's the message the Lord gives me, that I was teaching today that was hitting on something that... Did we lose power all at once? Did I just kick something? Oh, I just... pulled a Betty White, didn't I? I'll just use this.
It shuts off all the power when you kick this thing.
Oh, I kicked it and I shut it up.
I turned it back on. So it's back on.
I'm a little clumsy, so this is too bad. I'll stand on this side. Okay, so I stand over here. We need to put a little instruction mat down there so I can know where I'm supposed to stand. So I won't shut off the power. It's kind of embarrassing. I've done that at home before, and that's rather embarrassing.
Hallelujah.
But anyway, what I want to talk about is, you know, a lot of people are told about, you know, in the example, this was mentioned in our Bible study last week about how we ought to pray, if I remember correctly, and there was an example that the Lord gave us.
Yes.
But there's so much more to it than just in that one example, and that's what gets people, and have we got stuck for so many years. I ask the Lord, you know, I really need help. I was caught in a way of doing things that just seemed like there's got to be more to it than this. So I'm going to give you what the Lord put on my heart. Sometimes we actually allow ourselves to get in the way of seeking God. I wonder, how can this happen? You might say, for example, I pray in the quiet of the evening. I read my Bible diligently. I even keep up with my turnips. Those of you who heard this before know what that means. In our garden, our turnips.
Yes.
Turn up for Sunday school.
Yes.
Turn up for worship. And even as the weather and health permits, pressing out to the Bible study. Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret and do so by example. Let's say you're looking for something and you can't find it. How many have had that problem? I sure have. Every day. That's why I wear these around my neck. These keys, because I will lose them and I will want to freak out. Well, it sounds like me, you know, I'll be turning the house upside down. And then I decided to do something different. I remember saying Bishop Foster said once, don't panic, it's only a test. So I thought to myself, I'm going to pretend I'm on a game show. And I'm not going to let it worry me anymore. And the more I praise God, the less I worry about what I'm looking for, the easier it'll be. So, anyway, I just started praising the Lord. Now, someone get Psalm 37 and verse 4 and read what it says. Psalm 37 and verse 4. And while you're doing that, if someone else can get Proverbs 3 and 6.
Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart.
Okay. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. That's something to think about.
Amen.
Now, sometimes we think, well, that means I want that beautiful mansion on that hill that's 20 towers tall. It's got all that beautiful grass. It's all the same color. That's not what he's talking about. You know, when you start, he can give that to you. But see, he's going to give you what you really need. But if you ask that you want to be more like Jesus, that you want, because we're, you know, that grass is going to fade. Look how much brown there is around here. There's more brown than there is green. At least the last I checked. I don't know. It keeps changing. This weather keeps changing on us. So I never know what it's looking like all the time. But you know that mansion that you're looking at here on earth you think is so good, or that house you think is so awesome, and then you don't hear the story about all the termites you've got, or when there's a big old earthquake, the taller houses are more likely to fall over because the amplitude swings them around, boom, 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 and then they got just a whirl of troubles.
Yes.
Can you imagine the upkeep? You'd have to hire probably 3 butlers for each 3 levels of this big, tall mansion. It just become, you'd have to probably rent it out, and then you'd have a whole bunch of problems. They used to be real estate. That was a mess. But anyway, the thing is, when you delight yourself in the Lord, delighting yourself means just got this joy down.
Hallelujah.
Down on the inside, you've got this love.
Yes.
You want the fruit of the Spirit. This isn't like a physical fruit like that you eat, where you, like an orange or an apple. It's love, loving your, not just your neighbor, but being able to love your enemy. That takes the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
Joy unspeakable.
Joy unspeakable.
Peace. It surpasses all understanding.
Yes.
These things, right, and these things.
Yes.
Long-suffering, we're going to be more patient. Well, what a better way to learn to be more patient than misplacing things. And you got to work on that garden of that spiritual herb when you're feeling like you're getting rushed for no reason at all. Do any of you ever feel like you have to hurry and get this done? I know I do.
Yes.
For no reason, just like, I've got to get this done. This and that, this and that. Then I have to stop and put on the brakes and get my garden of time going.
Mm.
That, not the time that's spelled T H Y N E, like Pastor Frank said during last week, but time. T I M E.
Yes.
So, just got to have to slow down, put on the brakes, and say, don't panic. It's just a test. You know, and you know why we go through this is so eloquently stated in James 1, 3 and 4. It says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. You got to go through some things. You got to be really looking hard. And then when you finally find those keys, then Jesus might say, are you working as hard looking for me?
Yeah.
All right. There we go.
Amen.
Oh, boy.
Amen.
Wow. And then it goes on and says, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, what this means, perfect means mature. It doesn't mean like we're going to have it made and shade. We're going to know everything that Jesus, that's not what it means. It means we're going to be growing and maturing constantly,
amen,
getting, amen, overcoming things, overcoming,
yes,
faults,
yes,
overcoming Being impatient. You know, I used to hate it when there was this person driving 5 miles an hour in the 35 mile an hour zone. And I want to clear that horn. You're a pastor. Get out of the way. So I said, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to see what happens if I just go really slow. Not like I'm trying to stop them, just keep my car. This is, I don't care. I don't have to be such and such a place when I want to be there. I know when it's work, try to be nice and say, Jesus, make me go faster or something. If you have to honk, you may have to, but you know, I'm just saying, when there's nobody rushing behind you, and then even if there are, it's not, if you could just ask God, Lord Jesus, I've even done this when I've been running late, so I don't speed. Say, Lord Jesus, expand time and space and make it slow down. I believe God, he can do that. He can warp space and time. You know, scientists are talking about it, but God ain't made this stuff. He knows what to do with it. He can do it. But the thing is that learning to relax, learning to just let go, trust God. So I'm sitting there, and this person's in front of me going, Granny Smith speed. They're just, are they asleep? Are they even awake? And, you know, if it gets ridiculous, they come to stop. I might have to wake them up because I don't want to run into anybody. You know, beep, wake up. But I'm learning patience. And this is really something I discovered. You know, I've had people that have walked in front of me in the street and look like they're all that. I'm royalty. I'm like king of Egypt or something. And walking past me when I've been completely illegal. Everything illegal, and I just smile and I just wave. If I think I'm insane, she's out of her mind. Well, I am because I gave up my mind for Jesus. He says, let this mind be in you. It's also in Christ Jesus. I'm sorry, I start to yell when I get excited. It's just me. I get excited. But it is just, it's exciting. So I'm learning this. So anyway, getting back to looking for stuff. You know, if you start to trust in the Lord with all your heart, and you know, you start going, yes, Lord, say, Lord, okay, you know where they're at, and I don't. Give me a method or a means to find them. Give me clues. Kind of like a game. And you know, and just kind of, okay, I'm just going to start praising you and say, toss the pillows and say, Lord Jesus, I thank you. If you're in a real big hurry, go on to something else. Just forget about it. As bad as you need those keys, I'm sure there's something else you probably forgot to do, like pick up your wallet, pick up your driver's license, and everything. Just grab something else. Do something else. Keep your time busy. And then, lo and behold, oh, there they are. This works for me. I found my keys. What are they doing there? I found stuff even in the trash. It happens. I have cats. They knock things over. But I've knocked things over too. But the thing is, the point is that don't let stress, don't let your job, don't let your I have to be here, I have to be this, don't let I have to be's take over so much of your life that they stress you out. So, oh, I get so stressed. If you have to call on at work and say, I would rather call you and tell you that I'm going to be late than get into a car accident at 100 miles an hour. I will, if you want it, I'll work and volunteer some extra overtime too if you want, just to make up for the loss of your company may have. I, you know, that just would be me. I'm just saying me, what I would do. But you cannot let these, I got to be here, I got to be doing, I got to, and I'm so guilty of this because I'm always afraid that I'll forget what I'm going to do next. And say, I got to get this done or I'm going to forget what I'm doing. Now, if it's really important, and they say, Mom, we really need to speak to you, I'll say, okay. Because I know if it's really important, God will bring it back to me. So then I shut down what I'm doing, turn it off, okay, and then I get my undivided attention. And that took a lot of going through a lot to get to that point. It was real hard for me to do that. I used to be, no, I got to get this done. I can't stop. It's like I was just like in a race car. No, I gotta keep going. He goes, Mom, we need you to do something. I gotta keep going. Mom, something's about to fall on you. I gotta keep going. It wasn't quite that bad, but it was close. So anyway, it's learning to have patience. It's really Why? But when we get more of it, we go through all these trials, we keep losing things, misplacing things, when the computer messes up, when everything goes wrong, when it all goes down. Start learning to relax and say, okay, Lord, you're in control. Take over. You know, have somebody step in for me at work and just step up. Have somebody that knows what to do. Lord, fix the car that's messing up. Lord, give me the words to say to my boss, or give me the words to say to my ISHS social worker what to say. And just, you know, I'm going to relax. I'm going to trust you, because at any moment, my body could just turn to dust and I could be beamed up. You all know what that is?
Amen.
The rapture.
Yes.
And all of those who have gone down in the water, in the action, and they actually speak the name of Jesus Christ over you.
Yeah.
In the name, I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you come up out of the water after you've repented. And you seek God with all your heart and just praise Him and just let go and just say, God, thank you for doing this for me, for making this possible. I guess you get the Holy Ghost. And you get that power to pray, that power that connects you, that connects you to God, that witness, the waters of witness. And, you know, people think, well, wait a minute, doesn't it say in the Bible that we're supposed to get baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost? What are you talking about? But then, we did this in Bible study, and who is the name of the Father?
Jesus.
Who is the name of the Son?
Jesus.
Who is the name of the Holy Ghost?
Jesus.
It's all so simple. You see, Jesus, He was the Father in creation. Somebody read me John 1 and 1. St. John 1 and 1.
In the beginning.
Say it kind of loud, because I want everybody to hear it. This is going on the internet.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
All right.
Go ahead.
Now go down to verse 14. Go down of that same verse, of that same chapter. No, go down to 14. Verse 14 of that same chapter.
14?
Yes.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Dwelt
among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Amen.
And the Word was made flesh. But what was made flesh? What flesh was there that was made at that time?
Jesus! Hallelujah!
And the Word was God!
Yes!
God spoke. See, God is, He's not built like we are. He's the Creator.
Thank you, Lord.
All right? He's not like anything we can comprehend. What
Hallelujah.
We understand about Him gave
yes.
us enough to be saved. What our human minds can understand is that He can speak His form into a person like He did
yes.
in Mary.
Hallelujah.
His Word got spoken to Mary and a baby was conceived. And it was still God. And God, and someone would say, well, how can God be a little baby and still be running the universe? Well, He's God. He can do this.
Word.
We don't know.
Hallelujah.
We don't understand it. It just is. Because God is able to do this.
Yes.
We're just like programs. We don't understand the programmer. But the master programmer knows.
Yes.
The program doesn't know that these lines are going to have to be written to make it work. If you could think, for instance, that's why I love Tron so much, because it was kind of like that. It alluded to that a lot. But the master programmer, Jesus Christ, God Almighty.
Amen.
He knew before he exists outside of time and space because He created time and space. Now that one is really hard to understand. Don't even try. You get a migraine trying to figure it out. Earl might try to get a little bit, but the Holy Ghost is the only thing that's going to really fully give you a better understanding, and that's still just going to be a little glimpse of the fullness of God. Too much for our human minds, our brains would explode. I don't think we couldn't take it. We just short out. And then someone might ask, well, and how is Jesus the Holy Ghost? Well, first I skipped the part about Jesus we know was born and came on this earth. We don't even have to go through scripture for that. We know he died on the cross. So he was the Son in redemption.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So now we see his name. His name. And finally, someone might ask, well, how is he the Holy Ghost in regeneration? Well, let me, someone get Luke 24 and 49 and read it for me. Read it with your preaching voice. 24 and 49.
And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be
endued
with power from on high.
He's sending his promise.
Hallelujah.
The promise of my Father, that's the being that created, that sent his word down. It doesn't mean there's two separate individuals. It means that's the part of him that exists in eternity.
Yes.
While part of him, the word, had to exist into time and meet us into time. While everything, he's been through past, present, future, and beyond. It's beyond. Beyond the universe.
Hallelujah.
Beyond the multiverse.
Yes.
Yes.
And then in John 14 and 18 it says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So if he's coming back and he's talking about he won't leave them comfortless, he's the comforter. He's the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. He's back in the spirit, and he fills up in each one of us. He's also here.
Amen.
His presence is here. His presence is in Taiwan. His presence is in China. He's all over the place. He's all over the universe.
Amen.
If there are beings on other planets, he's there.
Yes, he is.
He told they've got the plan of salvation. If they needed it over there, he'll get some way to get it to them because he's God.
Amen.
If there aren't any other beings, it's fine. I don't know what God did. It only says what he did on our planet. They might have something on their planet that tells them, I guarantee you it'll be the same plan of salvation.
Yes.
There's no difference because there's only one way that we can be saved. We have to repent. That means we turn away from our way of doing things. Turn to God. Go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ because that water represents the burial.
Amen.
Well, I said that name kind of long. I got excited. I said, eh, oh well, that happens. I get a little stuttering problem. But anyway, I get excited and I start to stutter. I start to sound like Porky Pig if I'm not careful. So I have to be careful. I don't need that. Okay, so anyway, I got to stay slow in my speech. But anyway, this is all connected to prayer because when you get that, and people think, I got to be perfect before I go down the water. No, you don't. Just be sorry and turn to God and you go down that water. Don't put it off. You don't know. He may come and get us today.
Yes.
Amen.
You don't want to be left behind.
Amen.
You do not, believe me, if you know what's going to happen, if you think it's bad now, this is a cupcake, this is a cakewalk compared to what's coming. You do not want to be left. Period.
Amen.
And so you just have to learn after you have to go down the water and you come up and you get filled with the Holy Ghost. Now it may not happen right away. You may have things in your life you're starting to work out. I even got it before I went down the water. I was starting to talk in tongues before I even knew what I was doing. This is when I was in high school. I didn't even know. But I still had to go and obey the commandment because it's like, think of it like this, and this is connected to us being able to pray to God, and I'll show you. But first I have to explain this. When you obey, even if you've never done anything wrong in your life, I've never sinned, Well, because of Adam, you've got sin cancer in you. It's a cancer in this body.
Hallelujah.
It causes us to die. Because Adam disobeyed the commandment given to Eve. If it had just been her, we'd still be okay because the commandment was given to Adam. Eve might have been, I don't know what God would have done. If he had stayed okay and Eve not, maybe Eve would have been left on the planet. I don't know what would have happened. But all I'm saying is they both messed up. The bottom line is, now we have the sin cancer. Everybody that's born into this earth has this sin cancer.
Yes.
Everywhere. It exists in the whole universe. It destroys everything. And they call it, for is entropy. But it's a sin cancer. And the only remission, the only way to get rid of this cancer, you've got to get the inoculation,
yes,
which is only obtainable by going down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And before you think about, oh, my relatives didn't do it right. We don't know what may have happened at the last minute. We don't know. There are things, I'd love to explain to you, but it would get so far, it would be a whole other sermon. I won't even go there. I'm going to pray and fast about it before I do. So I just want to say that don't worry about anybody else. Think about yourself first. Save yourself.
Save yourself.
Yes. You can't save it. You can't reach out to help anyone else get saved. It's Jesus that does the saving. Everybody's going to be given a chance. Save yourself from this untoward generation.
Yeah,
when you get all this, when you get the Holy Ghost, you got that power. And then you got to fast. And I used to hate fasting because I love to eat. I mean, I love chocolate fudge. I just ask God to give me the mind to do it. Even when I got lazy, I was like, give me the mind. And this all, why, how this all ties into prayer? When you get to this point, it connects you. You have a more powerful. I'm not saying it makes you better than anybody else. What I'm saying is, it's like, you know how plumbing, you know, you're all familiar with plumbing. You know when your plumber, when your pipes get clogged?
Yes.
Well, when a person does all this, take the person A, didn't go down the water, didn't do any of that, and said, I'm doing the sinner's prayer. I'm sorry, Jesus, please forgive me, help me, blah, blah, blah. And that's a lie. You know. You're supposed to go beyond that. You're supposed to go beyond that to do the commandment.
Amen.
It's good to be sorry. It's good to confess, but you have to go beyond and do Acts 2:38. And Acts 2:12. It's in there. If everybody really is truly concerned with their soul, research this and find out it's true. And they'll ask God to give them the understanding. This, I can tell you this all day long. In the next week, and those of you that don't get it, won't get it until the Holy Ghost opens it up for you. So you have to say, Jesus, and bug him. Say, give it to me so I understand it. I want to know. So anyway, what I'm saying is when you get this, like the two pipes, the pipe that's, when you're doing the pipe prayer, I call it the pipe prayer because this is the easiest way to explain it. A pipe that's not clogged is going to make a straight beeline. You can see through it. Right to that pinhole point. It's a straight beeline to Jesus. No interference. The enemy will try, but you got that power. You can say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke anything interfering with this prayer. Make this prayer go through to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Versus somebody that tries to say these same words but doesn't have the connection. You've got to have that connection when you go down that water, when you come up. You get that connection. You get that power. And then when you fast, I do a kind of fast because I researched a lot into this. And I noticed that a key word in when Jesus was walking through the wilderness, the term 40 days, actually, according to Jewish canonical Hebrew text, could be anywhere from 80 to 20 to 10 to however many days. It isn't always a literal number. But the point of it is, the clue that I really noticed was that Jesus, after this length of time, he was a hunger. Which notice it didn't say he was a thirsty. It said he was hungry. There is a way to fast for you. You don't try to drink a ton of water just to feel full. Just drink enough to say, I drink for your health. In the name of Jesus, give my voice back. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you have no power. In the name of Jesus, my voice back.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless him. I'm still in this human body.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
So I got to wind it up. All right, so basically, when you get that power on the inside of you, it's an inside power.
Yes.
It gives you that connection.
Yes.
You have that connection with him, and you feel it, and then you communicate with him more, and the more you learn to put away other things and ask God to give you the mind to do it. If you don't have the mind, say, Jesus, give me the mind to do this. I believe you. He will.
Amen.
He will do it. He gave me the mind to give up the big, huge fudge case and the things that were gaining. I thought I could never give those up. Oh, I love ribs. I love barbecue ribs. And I love Jesus more. You know I love collard greens. You know I love those mashed potatoes, which is when you make it with that milk in it and that butter and all that salt. But I had to love Jesus more. I started walking. I walked more. I know since I walked every day, walk every day. Any way you can, even if you're limping, I don't care, walk. If you walk every day, it does something to you. It frees up your body. It helps your cholesterol. It helps your health. And I had to do it because I saw what happened to my dad when he didn't do it. It was terrible. I don't want to go into it, but he had Alzheimer's eventually. But every patient, I see a doctor that says every patient who walks every day has never gotten senile, but he knows them. And so I said, okay, I'm going to walk. And you know, the Bible says walk with the Lord. Well, I know it's more than just a physical walk, but you got to do that walk every day. If you have to be at your desk and walk and doing this, talking to the customer and going like this. See? Talking to the customer. I see. And if the boss says, why are you doing this? I say, it helps you relax. Because it will. If you walk and do it every day, I guarantee it'll help you, because our physical body and our spiritual, everything's interconnected. It's not my brain is now here. That would look weird if it was. My soul is now there. It's all interconnected. God, take care of this temple. We got to. I thought I used to teach my daughter being healthy and that, but since eating foods that are healthy, it's really made a difference. It's helped me to think clearer. I've been able to do so much more, and I know you'll say, well, why not just pray? If I pray over something, God will make it okay. But no, He wants us to really take care of our temple. And you know, you might say, but this is so expensive. Well, just budget it in. You know, if you want something bad enough, I will guarantee you will find a way to budget it in. You will find a way. If you have to go out and get some cans or say, look, I'm going to trade you some of this rich stuff. Like, you want these Twinkies? And then, oh, who doesn't want Twinkies? Well, I helped me get some health food. Because there's some stuff in this food they buy that they sell at the store. You've got to be careful. Like, I only buy the Australian grass-fed beans. And because it might look like it's more expensive, but it lasts longer, and it makes you really healthy. And also, it's the idea that we're taking care of this temple. It's the same mentality. Like, I used to think I had to fill up with cheap gas all the time to save money. That was a big mistake. I lost more money trying to buy the cheap, lousy gas that was ruining my car, costing me probably thousands of dollars, when all I had to do was like 10 more dollars to get me power, or whatever power they got, the best they got, and I could actually last longer. It seemed like you're paying more first, but even if it's down to your last penny, put it in there. Put it to the top, because that creates compression and makes it last longer. You will save money in the long run. It's safe, and so this ties in with prayer, that by taking care of us, our physical, our natural body, by doing, those of you who haven't, if any of you haven't gone down in the water and got that connection with Jesus, and then living and study the Bible. You don't just read the Bible. You study it. You take a piece. And sometimes we work so hard, we might not even be able to pick up that Bible. So what we want to do is you want to have it so much into you. You remember something. God, give me a scripture. And then focus on that scripture. And say, explain this to me better. Somebody give me a scripture. Let me grab something.
Let me find something. I'm just going to grab something.
Let's find something here. Gotta find something. I want to give something. I'm just going to see what the Lord. When I wasn't always sure what it meant. I remember a scripture that really had me trouble. It said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men nigh near unto me. That's what nigh means. That's the old King James version. I'm putting it in modern English. I used to think that meant if I exalt Jesus, if I tell everybody about him, people will be drawn to him. But actually, I found out that meant if I be lifted up, he was talking about him being crucified. So I said, so in other words, his suffering will draw men nigh. If we suffer in Christ, people will notice, and yet we do it without doing like the world does, making a big pity party. But we just say, Lord, let your will be done. That will glorify God. When we do things for other people, that glorifies God, because there's a scripture in that too. And I hope I explain myself, because I've been jumping around a little bit. I think, did I make this? Did this sound clear? Did everybody get what I'm saying?
Amen.
All right, that's a miracle, because I have a real hard time staying focused. I get off track, so I ask Jesus to keep me focused. So I thank God for that. So if there's anything I left out, I invite either of the pastors to explain further at this time. I thank you for your patience.